John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and joining me now is a woman I have been looking forward to sharing with you folks. We kind of got together earlier this year when there was a presentation by the West Des Moines Historical Society, and Joy Neal Kidney said, "I've got a book coming out soon." And I said, "Really? Then let's talk about it." And sure enough, she followed up. This is a woman who's good for her word, but more importantly, she's crafted this wonderful book called Leora's Letters, The Story of Love and Loss for an Iowa Family During World War II. This resonated with me because my mom's three brothers all served in World War II, and so they all returned from the war. I have that perspective. So to hear about this family, her family, was just amazing. To read about it was amazing. It's the kind of history that you can embrace because you know of people, if you haven't experienced things directly, that you can identify with everything that is contained in Leora's letters. And that's the thing I love. That's where I'm going to start, is the fact that Leora, and I'm going to let you expand on who Leora was and everything like that, was a prolific letter writer, and she stimulated letter writing. And what a great way to capture the moment that now we're looking over 70 years ago and we're thinking, wow, that must have been something that was going through your mind all the time as you were composing this book, wasn't it, Joy?
Yes, and it probably has taken at least 2 decades for me to do it, because I didn't start out to write the book. I started out to share all the letters that Leora was my grandmother. All these letters were in a cedar chest in her house, and she had them from all 5 sons, 2 daughters, her own brothers and sisters, and letters to each other. And the 4 surviving siblings had never seen them all. So I set out to transcribe them all. It ended up in 6 big fat notebooks. And I said, why doesn't anybody know about this story? It needs to be shared. I started honing then, but as you see, I have another author with me. I actually hired her. She put the book on a diet. She took out things that were very hard for me to give up, but needed to go. And so that's kind of how it happened, to share with the family. But then, why didn't anybody know about it? And I think part of it was, at the end of the war, 2 brothers were missing in action. When the second atomic bomb was dropped, that telegram didn't name either one of them. It was another brother who was safe here in the States. Well, what do? You know, and everybody else's, you know, the day after his funeral was VJ Day. The whole town of Perry was ringing bells and celebrating. They didn't know for several months what happened to one brother, and one of the brothers has never been found.
Wow.
And they did not talk about it with the next generation. Even though we decorated 3 graves in Perry at Memorial Day every year till I was in my 40s, that's when I found out only one brother's buried there.
Well, this is the beauty of having someone kind of help you distill things down and condense them into what really is kind of a gateway to your family's history anchored there in World War II. And I think that's important. I understand, because my family was in a similar situation. And to look at those letters especially one brother was prolific at writing back for those little V letters. And it was just fascinating.
He typed some of those, and this was in a tent in New Guinea.
And that's the same. He wasn't in New Guinea. He was in a small island a little ways away from New Guinea, is where one of my uncles was from.
Okay.
So we can identify, which this kind of helps. This is what I love about what I've been finding. This helps fill in kind of the bigger panorama for the 2 uncles that I had who served in the Pacific Theater. And this is, Leora's Letters is just a touching and an intimate peek into a family a family's documentation of the war. You also learn about things after the fact, but back in World War II, it was long enough ago that it was still challenging to keep current on what actually happened to each and every service person, wasn't it?
Yes, because it would take several weeks for a letter to get back and forth, especially if they're in a combat zone. And one of them was on a trip across the Atlantic, and he wrote kind of a diary letter. Meanwhile, the folks at home were saying, Delbert, we're getting worried about you. Leora was a farm wife. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have running water. And these were fountain pens that she was using. And when you get to thinking about that, she would be the one up late at night writing to everybody in the family. And when it got to be so many boys, one by one, had gone off to the war, she started writing with carbon paper, part of the letter. Then they would get, the first part of the letter would be personal. The rest would be something she would send a carbon copy to everybody in the family.
I love it. Joy Kidney is my guest. She has a wonderful website. You can learn more about her at Joy Neal Kidney. Neal is spelled N-E-A-L. JoyNealKidney.com. Go there. There are a few places this book is available, and trust me, I'm going to say this so you folks hear it too. I am going to be talking to Alice Meyer at Beaverdale Books because I do hope that she will soon be carrying Leora's letters as well. She is a marvelous owner of a great little bookstore here in the heart of Des Moines. Your book needs to be with all those other great Iowa books that are there. But tell us about the other places where we can find your book. If we have the impatient people out there, which I think they are, because if they have to go west, that means they're going to be to near a place that just happens to make some exceptional chocolate, right?
Yeah, Drew's Chocolates in Dexter. In fact, the Wilson family, their Depression-era stories were set in the town of Dexter, and that's what I'm going to be writing about this winter. And Machine Shed Restaurant, they sold out. We just barely got a batch on our porch today, and if you want to sign one, they are at the Machine Shed. They are at Adele Dry Goods and Adele Quilting and Dry Goods and the libraries at Mimbern and Dexter, which is where these stories are set in small town Iowa, Dallas County, Iowa. And these five brothers are featured on the new Dallas County Freedom Rock that was dedicated just in October.
I think that's fantastic. Just to bring things current, I understand that we have to do a little getting the rock back in place, don't we? A little accident happened.
It just got set up. It was knocked over a week ago Saturday, flattened on its back. But the good news was the man who was the head of the Freedom Rock Committee, actually, he was in Texas when this happened. And he sent me an email, and he said that the Wilson brothers came through unscathed. It was the back of it that got the brunt of it. So
good. What Joy has done is just really inspired me to dig deeper to capture these moments. All three of my uncles are gone now, but 13-14 years ago I did take the time and I sat down and did extended video interviews with each one of them. So I captured a number of stories. And that is something that I'm anchoring my own family's history with. You should be doing the same out there. Many of you have these histories. You talk about people at family gatherings. Some of these are still firsthand stories. Capture those stories. Find out where those archival letters are in your own family. Be inspired. Get your copy of Leora's letters because you will be inspired by what Joy Kidney has written in her book. It is truly the story of love and loss for an Iowa family during World War II because theirs was a large family. They had a large male contingency that all answered the call to service, which was something that the men of that time didn't question. They simply said, this is my patriotic duty. And as happened in Joy's family, some of them did not return alive.
My mother was working at a restaurant in Perry, December 7th, 1941. And there was radio music on in the background, and it stopped for the announcement that Pearl Harbor had been attacked. And she said that she felt right then, she said, well, one brother had been in the Pacific. He was on the Yorktown. Wow. But at the time, he was in the Atlantic. In fact, when the book opens, he's AWOL, he's home. But if he had not done that, there would not be that precious family picture at the beginning. And so he was in the brig in Chicago when the war broke out. And he had already said, we're going to have war in the Pacific. And so she said, all my brothers were the wrong age. And people were asking her, well, where is this Pearl Harbor? That was territory of Hawaii at the time. But because of having a brother already in the Navy, he did survive the sinking of the Yorktown. In fact, he got a citation for being part of the salvage attempt. The ship did not sink that first day. And I was able to dig out the medal for him later.
Wow.
He didn't want his medals. He says, I'm no hero until I found that one. He was very glad to take that one. So we're talking, two were in the Navy and three were in the Army Air Corps. And wow. At the same time, my dad was in the Army Air Corps. And at the end of the war, he had orders for Saipan. He was commander of a B-29 and when the war ended, so he didn't have to go.
Wow. She just makes history come alive. It is her family's history, but trust me when I say that when you dive into this book, you will feel, understand, and identify with the history that Joy Neal Kidney has somehow condensed, thanks to Robin Grunder's help, into a book called Leora's Letters, the story of love and loss for an Iowa family during World War II. Get your copy. You will enjoy the journey that Joy has laid out for you. Thank you so much. I just love your historical creative mischief mind. You keep diving into more things. Get connected with this woman. She keeps writing wonderful things. She has a childlike curiosity about the past that will not let her rest, but she delights in every single moment that she can be at her keyboard when she's researching, when she can just simply be the person to help pass along these stories, the stuff that makes us who we are. Joy, thank you so much for Leora's Letters. I will keep you folks posted as to when this gets into Beaverdale Books. Contact Alice. Just say, Alice, why don't you have the book here yet? And it's probably because it takes a while. This is a one-woman show. Please, folks. Joy, thank you so much for doing this. It's always an honor to visit with you, and it's a special honor to share Leora's Letters with my audiences.
It's a pleasure. I can't believe you've been watching me in my computer room. I'm having such fun every morning about 4 o'clock.
Your husband knows that only too well. He's
yes.
Over there nodding his head in earnest agreement. Keep doing the good stuff. We'll have you back on the show next time you want to talk about this book
or the next one.
That's
yes.
Right.